You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Bertha, that machine digging the deep bore tunnel near Seattle's waterfront, has been stuck since December.
By now, everyone knows she hit an 8-inch pipe. Mike Lindblom is the transportation reporter for the Seattle Times, and we asked him, what the heck's going on down there?
I don't know for sure what's going on, but certain causes are being eliminated. For instance, there's no boulder. The steel pipe is out of the way, or at least has been removed from the cutter head. So you have to wonder about the parts, the internal parts of the machine. There's been overheating reported last week, and again in early December when the machine stopped. So what's causing that overheating? Are any of the moving parts damaged? If there are repairs needed, what does that entail? Do you have to operate the machine differently? And there are a number of ways they might do that.
What are the public officials you talked to and the folks involved, the contractors with this project, telling you?
Well, they're not saying a whole lot this week. There are experts that are inspecting the machine and conferencing with Seattle Tunnel Partners and WashDOT. During December and most of January, officials from both WashDOT and Seattle Tunnel Partners were saying that the $80 million machine was basically in good shape and capable of doing the job. There's never been any, neither side has cast any aspersions on the workmanship of the machine.
So what aren't public officials telling you?
Well, for instance, what I haven't heard so far from WashDOT is exactly where the overheating occurred and how. They've given me a general idea that it's near the cutter head. There's a huge bearing over there that contains the spinning axle, but nobody has publicly pinpointed a diagnosis or location of the overheating and the damage.
Why isn't WashDOT saying more?
Well, when I asked that question, the answer is that they don't want to fuel speculation or conjecture unless they have proof. For instance, when Bertha hit the pipe, WashDOT didn't want to blame the pipe for the shutdown, and they now say that there are probably other factors that the pipe alone couldn't explain why Bertha is having trouble moving. So that's the official reason that they give for not saying more sooner.
But there's been tons of speculation about what might be down there, you know, everything from the possible to UFOs and the impractical. I mean, is that working for them? They're not getting speculation, do you think?
Oh, I think it's impossible to prevent speculation, conjecture on a project like this. It's the widest tunnel in the world. A fair number of people oppose it. It's being watched worldwide by the tunneling industry, not to mention just local citizens and taxpayers. So there's always going to be conjecture and speculation. You'll never prevent that.
Mike Lindblom, transportation reporter for the Seattle Times, giving us an update on Bertha and the tunneling project. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.